Carol, 45 from Carlisle. Well, I was depressed for 26 years, manic depression. I didn't cope with it, suicidal all the time. And with losing five family members in 5 months, 17 years ago, that sort of pushed me over the edge a bit. I feel the doctors would just give me medication for the sake of it, just because I got addicted to it too much.
So where did it start then?
Started when I was 16, when I had my first child, and then got worse when I was 17 with my second one. And then I didn't actually realise how bad I was until my kids were about 5, 6 years old. And I just got to a stage of locking myself away all the time and not talking to anybody. It was hard suffering by myself, but I didn't want to talk to anybody. I just people always say a problem shared is a problem halved, but I just see it as two people out sharing the same problem. So I just kept things to myself. Manic depression is when I sometimes started smashing things up and didn't know I was doing it, and my kids realised there was something wrong. And that's when I went back to the doctors 10 years ago, and he said it was manic and not just depression.
So how did it take 16 years just to find that out then?
I think it was me telling the doctor the truth of what was really going on with me. Whereas I'd always just said I was depressed, and then I had to tell him that I was smashing things up. 15 minutes later, I was at the Uber cleaning the house up, like nothing had happened.
How did your family and your friends deal with that then?
I've never really had any friends, and I never had no family. So I think that was what the worst bit of it. I had nobody to talk to.
What did that feel like then, if you couldn't turn to anyone?
Just self-harming. I went to the self-harming stage, suicide tendencies all the time, taking pills, slashing my arms, just anything really, just to get rid of stress, basically.
What effect did that have on your life then? Does it just kind of take a whole hold of your life, depression?
Yeah, because you can't always control it. Because one minute I'd be getting up fine, the next minute I'd be screaming and yelling or throwing things about. I was right with the kids one minute and then shouting at them the next. It was just constant suicide thoughts. That was it. Just didn't want to live, but I also didn't have the guts to end it. I think when I did try suicide attempts, it was a cry for help. Don't want to end it, sort of thing. You just want somebody to realise you need help.
And you were just telling me there was five suicides
Yeah.
of your close family or friends
Yeah.
within 5 months. Can
Yeah.
you tell me about that and how you dealt with it?
Well, the father of me two daughters, he'd suffered depression, and then he found out he was diabetic. It was on cocaine, heroin, and even though I lived 40 miles from him, I tried as much as I could to help him, but he'd got beyond help in the end, and he'd actually took his life in front of me daughter when she was just turned 2 at the time. And she still remembers it to this day, 17 years old, she still remembers him doing it in front of her. And then my other daughter, she didn't cope, and she hung herself. But that was mainly if you'd been bullied at secondary when she started. Then my sister, and then I lost my best mate. She shot herself in the head. And then my cousin.
So there's a lot of tragedy there. Did no one get help? Why were they so
I don't
depressed?
think anybody knew they needed help at the time. And I think my daughter was probably a lot like me. She sort of bottled things up.
Were you offered any support from
No.
day one?
No, never been offered any support whatsoever. I was just getting pills off a doctor, and that was it.
Did you ask for help from anyone?
No, never asked for help.
Why not?
I think I always thought, even though I had a lot of problems at the time, there's always people worse off, and that somebody else could do the help more than me. And I've never liked going to anybody asking for help.